Time for another half hour of our Talk to the Experts on News Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brent Loux. This half hour is a presentation of the Saskatchewan Association of Naturopathic Practitioners. I'm joined by two of the board members from the Saskatchewan Association, Dr. Amy Velichka and also Dr. Jackie Fleury. Nice to see you again, Dr. Fleury.
Thanks for having me back, Brent.
And Dr. Velichka, good to see you as well.
Yes, it's great to be back.
For our listeners, look at this program as everything you need to know about naturopathic medicine. We'll start off with a brief explanation. What exactly is naturopathy?
So naturopathic doctors are primary care providers, and we're trained very much like medical doctors and chiropractors and dentists. So we do 3 years of pre-med training and then a four-year naturopathic medicine degree. And we practice based on several principles that involve using natural therapies to treat the person.
How many naturopathic doctors would there be in this province right now? Any idea off the top of your head?
28, I believe.
Amy, you were telling me before we started our program that while Saskatchewan in so many ways is booming right now, we're kind of lagging behind the rest of the country in the areas of how the provincial government views naturopathic medicine. What kind of steps, what kind of progress are we making in this province to change that situation?
Well, our provincial regulatory board, the Saskatchewan Association of Naturopathic Practitioners, is in the province working with the government right now to update our legislation. The current legislation that's regulating naturopathic doctors is the Naturopathy Act of 1978. Mm. So it's really old, outdated legislation and bylaws that doesn't really fully match the full scope of practice that naturopathic doctors are trained in their naturopathic medical training. So right now, when we look across Canada, we're seeing BC just did a big change in their regulation to start including primary care pharmaceuticals, drugs that naturopathic doctors can prescribe now. We're seeing new regulation that just got started in Alberta just in the last year. Mm-hmm. And they're also in that process of updating and doing a prescriptive authorities course so they can also access primary care pharmaceuticals. Ontario is undergoing a similar process right now, changing over and transitioning into more of a primary health care role, being put on more of an equal playing field as the other regulated health care professions on a provincial level. So Saskatchewan right now, we're trying to look towards doing a similar thing, ensuring that NDs coming out, naturopathic doctors coming out of their training, are able to come back to the province of Saskatchewan and practice with the full scope of tools and pharmaceuticals as they have been trained to do.
It would feel like you're working almost in a handicap position when all the other provinces around us are giving more power, I guess you could say, to a naturopathic doctor, and Saskatchewan's lagging. Are we optimistic we're going to see those changes?
We're hoping to. I think we're making a lot of great progress. We're having a lot of conversation with the current, Ministry of Health and conversations with the other regulated healthcare professions mm-hmm. in the province right now. So it's looking that things are going to move in a positive direction, hopefully.
Is the biggest difference between a naturopathic doctor and a medical doctor right now in Saskatchewan is that whole idea of being able to issue a prescription?
It's one of the primary differences. Mm-hmm. The treatment, I guess, is that big difference, is that medical doctors prescribe prescription drugs and naturopathic doctors take a more natural, non-invasive approach and work with patients. However, the patients we see are also on a wide range of pharmaceutical drugs. So for us to be knowledgeable about that is important. We have that integrated in our training to a high regard. And the biggest thing is when we're getting somebody really healthy, changing their diet and lifestyle and improving them there, is that there's changes to what their body requires. And sometimes they don't need to be as medicated that they once were. And naturopathic doctors currently aren't in a position to make any recommendations or change their medications. Mm. And we're having to send them back to the health medical doctor to say, hey, can you take and reassess the patient, because they might be over-medicated now that we're bringing them to a better state of health. So it's not that naturopathic doctors would necessarily be prescribing prescription pharmaceuticals on a primary day-to-day basis, but being able to have that access to manipulate the medications. And in the rare cases where certain infections, urinary tract infections or kidney infections that are progressing, instead of having to say, okay, I need you to go to your medical doctor to get this, we'd be mm-hmm. able to do those simple prescriptions right in office.
Which would certainly seem to make a whole lot of sense, wouldn't it?
It mm-hmm. would, yeah.
So do you find then that most people that come to you as a naturopathic practitioner have already been maybe to an MD, not happy with what that experience is like, so now they're going to go the naturopathic course?
Well, I would say that that certainly represents some of the population that we see. I think as I've been in practice over the years, I used to see more of that, and now people are so much more educated mm-hmm. and they are seeking out alternative care and naturopathic care because they just know so much more about who we are and what we do. But certainly we have people who are seeking our care when they've been told that, you know, that they've had all the blood work done, they've had the physical exam, and they're told that there's really, you know, they look healthy, they're fine, their blood work is fine, there's nothing showing up on a physical exam or any sort of assessments that their medical doctor has done, and they're being told that, they're fine, and patients know that they're not fine, they know something's wrong. So based on the approach that we use, we try and get to the root of why they might be feeling the way they're feeling, and that involves, you know, more extensive physical exam and testing and interviewing. So we oftentimes have so many more tools that we can offer based on, you know, treating the person and not the disease or not the symptom.
Do you find people are afraid that if they make a choice, or do they feel they have to make a choice, or can it be the best of both worlds? Can they still have their MD, their family doctor, and also take advantage of the services provided by yourselves, a naturopathic doctor?
Well, I would say that's the best case scenario for sure, is having a medical doctor who's open and educated about who we are and what we do, and so that we can all work together.
I know a friend of mine, and I suspect you see a lot of this, a friend of mine just went through a cancer scare and did everything she had to do as far as the medical community was concerned, but I know she had a naturopath practitioner too, and it made a world of difference for her. Mm-hmm. Having that second resource, or that second opinion, or a different opinion, I guess you could say, than maybe the medical doctor would have had.
Well, absolutely. I think our medicine does a really great job of supporting people when they're going through conventional treatments, because we can treat, help support them through side effects and help make their treatments more successful.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference, education and training-wise, or is there that much difference between, say, a medical doctor and what you have accomplished as a naturopathic doctor?
Well, we do 3 to 4 years of pre-med training, and then we do a 4-year naturopathic medicine degree. So we're trained in all the basic sciences and diagnostic classes, and it's when we get into the last few years of our training that we specialize and do naturopathic therapeutics. So we understand the biology and the physiology and the chemistry, and we understand the anatomy of the body very well. And it's like Dr. Velichka was saying, instead of using antibiotics as our first line of defense for, let's say, a bladder infection or an ear infection, we'll use alternative therapies and try and get to the root that way. And if it doesn't, you know, if we don't see the response we expect to see in a period of time, then we know to refer.
Dr. Jackie Fleury, Dr. Amy Velichka, Saskatchewan Association of Naturopathic Practitioners. We're just at the back end of Naturopathic Practitioners Week. What's the theme, basically, this year? What's the message that you've been trying to get out across the province and actually across the country with this week?
The message was just to create more awareness, having you know, the public know that we are a licensed, regulated healthcare profession in the province here, and that we do provide integrative approaches and treatments using natural, non-invasive options for patients. And a lot of people are moving in that direction. The message is also just to get out there the need that if we could improve our regulation and legislation at this point, it could broaden our scope and allow us to better serve our patient population and make us more accessible to other patients as well, having access to primary care pharmaceuticals.
Sure. Is there a lot of curiosity out there about naturopathy that people just don't really understand what's involved? I know that you, this past Thursday, you were at McNally Robinson and you had a discussion group going, fed up with your digestion. Is that what it was?
Right.
So what particular areas were you dealing with there, and what were some of the remedies you were perhaps dealing with?
As naturopathic doctors, we spend a lot of time talking to people about their digestive tracts because it's a fundamental piece of a person's health. So we're hoping to educate, we want to educate people around the connection between what's going on in their digestive tracts and how it affects the rest of their body. And we know that if you're not digesting properly and absorbing properly, then you are going to see all sorts of symptoms that go that are systemic. So, you know, you might be feeling depressed, or you might have issues with mood swings. Mm-hmm. And we know that oftentimes just by correcting the gut function that these symptoms improve and oftentimes go away. So we spend a lot of time talking about bowel health with our clients.
That's got to be incredibly interesting to a lot of people that have never gone into a naturopathic professional like yourselves, to hear these possible remedies, that I'm not taking a pill maybe for this, or I don't have to go for a whole bunch of tests, that maybe some of it's in the mind, or as you say, in the gut, that a totally different way of dealing with physical problems.
Yeah, no, I think that's a normal response, and people will oftentimes be happily surprised that what they put in their bodies makes a significant difference in mm-hmm. how they feel and in their mental outlook and how they, you know, even right down to how they sleep. I will oftentimes tell people that what you put in your body first thing in the morning makes a difference in how you're going to sleep tonight. And they kind of look at me funny, and then they come back 4 weeks later and they say, you know what, I had a full night's sleep. So
get out.
It really makes a difference.
So I'm one of those people. I know that if I put something that doesn't agree with me into my body late in the day, I'm going to have mm-hmm. trouble sleeping. But you're saying going all the way back to the morning. I suspect we could do another show on this probably, could we?
We sure could.
Stay with us. We're going to get back into some of the more basic questions you might have if you're considering a visit to a naturopathic practitioner. Who pays for it? What's involved with your first visit? We'll get into that when we return in just 2 minutes on News Talk Radio.